Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 21.
It's hard to believe it's 21.
I know.
Crazy.
I know, it's been a lot.
It has been a lot. Mm-hmm. It's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
And an adventure.
It is an adventure.
It's always an adventure with you, baby.
Well, I'm never bored.
You probably wish sometimes you were more bored.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
I know living with me is an adventure, I'm sure.
It is an adventure.
Anyway.
So when we were talking about ideas for this week's podcast, we just celebrated Father's Day, and that got us talking about honoring the men in our life, honoring fathers and husbands, and then about what men want in relationships. And there's been a couple of different books written about this. There's one called Love and Respect. There's one that will apply to what we're going to talk today called Love Languages. There's different things about how men and women communicate, but I just decided to do a little research on what men want in communication from their spouses. And if you Google what men want in a relationship or what Christian husbands want from their wives or anything, I mean, you can get about a million blogs or podcasts or things that talk about this. And so I actually landed on one from Mark Merrill, who's the founder of Family First. And this is actually an older post that he did. It's about 12 years old. And when I was reading the comments below it, boy, they were as far as left is to right and all over the place about whether people agreed with what he said or not. And so before I start talking to Wayne about this, he has not read this article. He has not seen it. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to name these 10 things. The article is 10 things husbands want to hear from their wives. And
glad this way I'll know for sure. So this is what I wanted to know.
Well, and this is sort of the way that you could approach this, because there were very strong opinions either way on whether this is what men want to hear from their wives or it's not, or it's something different, or just went against people's what their thoughts or feelings were about things. And so again, we have emphasized in this podcast that this is for the average couple. We realize that there are probably wives out there that don't like their husbands and may have good reasons not to like their husbands. And there are other things in play here. So just take that as you're listening to this, that we realize that there may be circumstances in a relationship where you can't even begin to think how this would apply to your marriage. And those are the times when we suggest that you get professional help to help your relationship and to get things back on track. But anyway, so for those of us who are in the average marriage, so...
Does that mean I'm average? Is that kind of like normal?
No, that's a whole other conversation. And we're not even going to go there. So we'll see how many of these 10 things we can get through on this podcast. If we can't finish them all, we will continue them later. So this is Mark in his blog uses a quote from Mark Twain saying, it says, as Mark Twain once said, I can live for 2 months on a good compliment. And Mark says, I agree, there's nothing like specific and detailed praise and validation to energize a marriage. So after some research here at Family First, we found the 10 things husbands want to hear most from their wives. Okay, are you ready for number one?
I'm sitting down.
Okay, let's see if this resonates with you. Number one is, I love being your wife.
Oh, yeah. I'd like that.
You like that?
I like that.
Do I say that to you?
You do say that sometimes.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I write it in cards
a lot. You do. Mm-hmm. You do write it in cards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would agree with that.
Yeah, and what the research found, as simple as it sounds, husbands want to know that their wives are content in their marriage and truly enjoy just being with them. And the question asked here is, when is the last time you thanked your husband for marrying you? Don't just assume he knows. Tell him.
That's interesting.
Okay. Any more thoughts about that before I move to number two?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, and I hope you like being married to me. I mean, you're stuck with me, but but it is nice to hear it.
Yes.
I guess would be the...
Well, in this day and age, I'm not stuck with you.
Well, that's true.
I could become unstuck.
You could. Well, you could.
I could.
I'm glad you don't
want to. But I do love being your
wife.
Well,
that's good. I'm glad.
So that is, I can wholeheartedly say that statement, and it's completely true.
Good.
So
thank you. I love you too.
Oh. So number two, and this won't apply to everybody in the audience, but you're a father and a grandfather. So number two is, you're an outstanding father.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, that makes me feel good when you say that, when I hear you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've had other people tell me that too. I mean, one of the things that may be different for me than with some other people too is that I feel not only being a grandfather, but also a spiritual father and grandfather to different people in our church and stuff that we have relationships with. So, and I've been called that sometimes too, which I know we're talking mainly marriage here, but yeah, I think that's very positive and very affirming.
Yes. And you have been an outstanding father. You were a wonderful father to our daughter as she was growing up, and you're a wonderful pappy to our grandkids. And I couldn't ask for anything better. You're welcome. What Mark says in the article is, deep in the heart of every man is a desire to be seen as a hero, especially to his children. Specifically, tell your husband why he is your kid's hero, and tell your children why he is so special too. Okay, ready for number three?
Yep, still sitting down.
Okay. I'm really attracted to you. You are the man.
Ooh. Ho, 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 ho. I like that one.
I had no idea that would elicit that kind of response, but so here, this is uncut, folks. This is raw. I'm just reading them to him. So the blog article says, it's a myth that women are always more looks conscious than men. As guys' hairlines begin to recede and stomachs start protruding, they can become quite sensitive about their appearance. Never joke about how your husband's look. Tell him he's hot and how attracted you are to him. Ooh, hot stuff.
Oh boy.
Mm. Okay, number four. I really respect the decision you made.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, these are all good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of times I think the decisions we make are kind of made together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I make some too, but it seems like we make a lot of them together. So yeah, I mean, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. The article says, when a man makes a decision, especially a tough one, he doesn't want his wife being critical of it or questioning him about it. He wants to know that his wife is behind him and admires his ability to make good decisions. And I think it's like you said, we typically make major decisions for the family together, and I would recommend that. But sometimes there are decisions that you have to make on your own and decisions I have to make on my own. So that's good.
Yeah. And I think we've gone that way before when there's decisions that either one of us have to make. It's the only decision we can make. I think we've always made it clear that we're behind whatever the other one decides or what the decisions are. So
yeah. Okay, number five. This one was an ouch for me.
Ooh, we're moving right along here, though.
Yeah. I know how important it is to live within our means. I'm with you on this.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever said that to you.
You're probably correct. I don't know if I've ever heard, but that's, you know.
You might like me to say that to you.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it, this exact sentence,
right,
but have said that to you. Finances have been a challenge. I think we talked about that on another podcast about that I used retail therapy to deal with emotions and hurts and disappointments and things. And so I have not always lived within our means, and it's caused problems. So that's still something that I'm working on. But
well, I've spent more than I should have, too. I know different things as well. So,
and we kind of go in spurts, I think,
sometimes. We do. I think we do. So spend money to save money.
Yeah, and that doesn't always
work out well. That doesn't always work out well.
No. No. So, okay. All right, let's see. All right, number six. I am so grateful for your spiritual leadership.
I like to hear it, although I don't know if I would say I'm a great spiritual leader.
Well, I think you are.
I don't know. I think you're way more ahead than I am. I don't know if that's the right way to put it.
Oh, see, now that's funny because I think you're way ahead of me in spiritual growth and development.
Oh, no, see, I don't see it that way at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Uh-huh. Fascinating. We should do some research on
that. We should. That could be a whole other blog. Podcast. Yeah. I keep saying blog today. I think because I'm reading from this blog. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're doing podcasts.
Yeah, we're not doing a blog. We're not doing a podcast.
This is...
Interesting.
I think this is probably a topic for another podcast, is spiritual leadership and what that means, because I think this is a term that in several churches has become to mean something that it isn't really, and used in a way to what's the word I'm looking for when you
dictatorship.
Well, yeah, like a dictatorship kind of thing, and that is not what it is.
But, and that's not what the Bible means either. But I think we've always, the way our marriage always has worked, we've always gone at stuff like that with big decisions and leadership stuff that we do it together, not just singly.
Right. What the article said was, all of us are hardwired for a relationship with God, and many men want to be seen as the spiritual caretakers of their family. That's a good term. I like that. Encourage your husband in his faith and for taking his role as a spiritual leader seriously. And I think you really, you try to model Christ-like behavior to me and to our family and to others around you. So that's good.
Well, I think a lot of times when I think of that, it's about taking responsibility for stuff. And that's what, I mean, to me, that's how I take it.
Okay, you ready for number seven?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna be interested to see your reaction to this one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so this is, men want to hear this from their wives. You are so wise.
Interesting. Well, I know you've said that or stuff like that to me at times. I mean, it does make, it's affirming.
But you don't always receive it real well.
I don't always receive it real well. I think, like a lot of people, I'm probably my own worst critic. But
yeah. I would agree with that.
But I know you've told me about that I'm wise, and I've had other people tell me that too. I just don't see it.
The article says many men are born problem solvers and relish the process of thinking through something and arriving at a solution. This, incidentally, is why your husband is always trying to fix your problems when all you want him to do is listen. That's a good point. We've talked about that. Recognizing your husband's mental prowess and complimenting him on his intelligence will pay massive dividends to you. Emphasize to him that you trust his wise judgment. I do trust your judgment in many ways.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, and I think part of the reason I don't think of it is that I'm as wise as you may, I think part of it is I don't receive it as well, because a lot of times when I see something and I try to do something, it doesn't exactly turn out the way I think it should.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense in this context.
And there have been times where we've disagreed where I didn't think your approach to something was a wise approach, but we've at least learned to talk it through.
Like shirts.
We're not even going to go there. We don't have time. Anyway, number eight, I appreciate how hard you work to provide for our family.
Well, that is, I like that. That's affirming. I like that.
That's something I've said to you
often. You've said that to me frequently.
Yes, and I do appreciate that so much. The article says there are many things in life that your husband cannot control, but what he can control is his effort. It brings him great pleasure to work hard and see the results. To be the man responsible for creating something from nothing thrills him. Encourage his great work ethic. And I do appreciate, in a day and age where I see a lot of people who don't have a good work ethic, you have always done what needed to be done to keep food on the table and a roof over our head. You worked these crazy hours where you had to go to work at 3 a.m. You worked where you were on the road for 10 years. When you were out of work, you cleaned horse stalls to make money to keep food on the table. And so I really appreciate that.
Well, I think part of that is just the generation, too, that we were raised in. Mm-hmm. Because you did what you needed to do.
Mm-hmm. So, number 9.
Wow, we're almost done.
Yeah, we are.
Wow.
Thank you very much for helping me with that.
Oh, I like that. Hopefully. That's very affirming. And you do say that.
Hopefully I do that a lot. Yes. I think we've made a priority in our marriage to thank each other mm-hmm. for when we do things or, you know, whatever, when we help each other or do something nice or just even like, you know, Wayne will make coffee for me in the morning. If he's leaving early, he'll make enough coffee for him. And then he gets the coffee maker all set up with a fresh batch of coffee grounds so that when I get up, all I have to do is turn on the buttons to make it brew. And we thank each other for that. But that fills up your basket so that then when things are not so hunky-dory in your relationship, you have built up each other by that affirmation. The article says, when a man serves his wife, he wants her to recognize that a simple thank you is all he needs. That word serve in this is one of the ones that created a lot of uproar in the comments. But you have to think, sometimes when we read this, we think of serve as in like a slave
servant.
Or a servant. Yeah. But that is not, Jesus was the ultimate servant leader. He put others above himself. And that's when we're talking about serving. It's not like you're the waitress waiting on someone. You are actually putting somebody else above yourself and doing something helpful or nice for them.
You're serving out of love,
right.
Not out of obligation
right.
or
right.
duty or anything like
right.
that. You're serving out of love.
Right. So, okay, so we're at the last one, number 10.
Wow.
I'm impressed with how you handled that situation.
I like that. That's good. That's affirming. Yeah. And I think you have said that to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. And sometimes a wife will point out when her husband does not handle something well. So when he handles a particularly difficult situation well, let him know. And also, I'll post the link for this blog article in the description for the podcast. And there's also for the 10 things wives want to hear from their husbands blog that you can go on. And so.
Well, we should do that sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. So you can ask me questions and see how that goes.
Oh, boy.
So the element of surprise.
Oh, boy.
So do you have anything else you want to add to this? Is there anything that you like to hear from me that wasn't included in this list?
No, nothing comes to mind. That covered a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Yeah, that covered a lot right there. So, no, I don't think so. I think that was good.
Well, and I think looking at these questions and these statements, where they weren't questions, they were statements mm-hmm. about things that husbands want to hear from their wives, they mostly all boil down to respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's lots of research shows, and I don't have any articles to quote right now, I'll have to look some up, that men want respect. Mm-hmm. Women want love, men want respect, and they feel loved through respect.
Yeah.
So,
and we've heard that different places, read different articles and stuff about that. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
and being a guy that, yeah, well,
right.
affirm that,
right.
confirm that, whatever you want to call it.
Right. So, ladies, you might want to consider some of these statements to make to your husbands as appropriate, and maybe that can be a marriage booster for you.
Mm-hmm.
So until next time, we pray that your marriage will be richly blessed.
Have a great week.
Yep.
We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
Bye.
Bye now.